soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and how are you today? Having a good day, I hope you are, and I'm so thankful that you take the time to listen to Revival Time. We're going to have a great broadcast today. We're in Genesis 26. Let me say, first of all, a happy birthday to Ashlyn Perush. She is our 24-year-old granddaughter. She's married to a godly man. They have a baby just about a month old, and happy birthday to you today. And then I want to say, let's see here. What else do I have? I can't read my writing here. I wrote myself a note. I can't read it. Well, I'm going to try to figure it out. And the museum comes down today. We put the museum up for our 50th year, and we're working on that. So if you want to stop by the church and help us, we'll be in the auditorium all day. Here's the quartet singing today, Looking for a City. Thank you for listening.
Looking for a city, looking for a city, we're looking for a city built above. Here among the shadows, in a lonely land, we're a band of pilgrims on the move. Burdened down with sorrows, shunned on every hand, looking for a city built above. City built above. Looking for a city yonder, where we'll never die. There the saint and millions, yes, with all the millions, we will never say goodbye. Oh yes, and there we'll meet our Savior. We'll meet Christ our Savior. And our loved ones too,
and our loved ones too,
friends and loved ones too.
Land of dangers, going here and there, we're trusting in the blessed Savior's love. Though we may be strangers in this world of care, we're looking for a city built above.
Looking for a city, looking for a city yonder, where we'll never die, where we'll never die. They're the saint of millions. With all the millions,
we will never say goodbye.
Say goodbye. Never say goodbye. Oh yes, and there we'll meet our Savior. We'll meet Christ our Savior.
Glory.
And our loved ones too.
Our loved ones,
friends and loved ones too. Come, O Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Quickly come, O Spirit.
Pray thee
all our hopes renew. Yes, our hopes renew. And we are looking for a city.
For a city.
Looking for a city. City built above.
Oh, that's a good song. Looking for that city. Maybe today we'll see that city. Wonderful song. No More Night. Here's the Voices of Praise. They sing for us today. Thank God that there's coming today. There'll be no night, for Jesus is the light. And what a day. Both songs deal with heaven today. Thank you, Brother Jewel, for choosing them. Genesis chapter 26, if you get your Bibles ready, and we'll have our Bible study in just a moment. That's a great song. Genesis 26, verse 15, for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. Verse 17, and Isaac departed thence, and he pitched his tent in the valley of Gear and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father. Hey, let me tell you something. He was digging. Oh, you ready for this? He was digging the same place that his father had dug. Don't need to change things. He started digging in verse 19, and Isaac's servants digged in the valley. And in verse 22, he removed from thence and digged another. So here he's digging where his dad did. Let me go to John chapter 4. The Bible says, John 4, this is the women at the well. Then cometh he to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the, here it is, to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. 2,500 years ago, here's Isaac digging, digging, digging. And then Jacob dug and dug and dug. And they gave to their son, he gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary in his journey, sat thus. Wait a minute. He said, give me to drink. The woman says, I have nothing to draw with. Hold it, hold it. Verse 11. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. And the well, here it is, the well is deep. Here's Jacob's well. And it was very deep. He was building not just simply for his own generation. He was building for generations to come. 2,500 years since Jacob built those wells. Longer since Isaac built those wells, dug those wells. Can you imagine what it was, must have been like? Every morning, getting up, going to that hot, hot, hot desert. They dug down 5 feet, didn't get anything. 10 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet. Kept digging out, digging, digging, digging. They dug, 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 dug. But you know what? They hit a vein. And that well was giving water 2,500 years later. You know, my dad dug a well. Bless his heart. He dug a well of old time religion. My wife and I dug a well, old time religion. We gave it to our children. I hope they're giving it to their children. My grandfathers, my one grandfather died very young. I think he was 48 and already lost two wives. And my grandfather dug a well. My other grandfather dug a well. And their fathers dug wells. And they dug them deep. I think of my grandfathers, both in the German Baptist Church in Wisconsin, and how they dug a well in those small little churches, but it was deep. They dug a well where they had an old King James Bible, but it was deep. They dug a well where they had the old songs and the hymns of the faith, but it was deep. They dug it. Those, my grandfathers, born in 1887, both of them, they kept digging tithing, and they dug a well for tithing. They dug a well for godliness in their marriage. They were both faithful to their mates. My one grandfather, 48, when he died, I believe, and he had two wives, they both had died. My other grandfather, his wife died, and he was alone for maybe 15, 20 years, just alone in life. But he dug a well of godliness and holiness toward his wife. Hey, I want to say my grandfathers dug deep, deep wells. And it kept springing up. It sprung up to my dad and my mother, both their parents. They dug deep wells for them. And then it came to me. And in 1956, I got saved 70 years ago this fall. And it was a deep, deep well. And then our kids got saved. And then all of our grandkids have been saved. Thank God for that. Our Father, I thank you for the wells that have been dug in my life. Oh, our church would just only sing those hymns. We weren't a contemporary church. We weren't a new evangelical church. That was a term in 1948. We weren't new evangelicals. We were just Baptist, independent, fundamental, separated Baptist. God, I thank you for the wells that were dug for me. And I thank you that someone gave their life for him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.